So can you think, just picture in your mind, oh, and something I forgot, you know, cattle and sheep, but cattle, if they have to relieve themselves, you know, it really doesn't matter if they're eating. And you just pray that they're not facing away from the feeding trough. See, the farmers are laughing. They know what I'm talking about, right? But anyway, I mean, here, ladies, we're having this baby in a feeding trough with hay. Now, if you haven't been around hay, it sticks to everything. Everything. Can you imagine having a baby in that setting? Yes, we have definitely romanticized what it means, at least that scene of Mary and Joseph. You see, as we celebrate, we need to keep in mind the paradox that we celebrate this time of year. And listen to me. The Creator of the universe, the Creator of all that is, the One who created each of us, came to be with humankind as an innocent, powerless, absolutely dependent baby to a poor family in a dirty feeding trough. That, folks, is the story of Christmas. That, folks, is what we celebrate every year. You know, can we be proud of what culture, what we have done of His birth, with His birth? I say absolutely not. But, you know, it's interesting. God comes to us anyway because God loves us. Now, I know in this church you hear that a lot, and I don't want you to miss it. If you let that comment slide off your back, don't let it today. I want you to hear me. God loves you. Every part of you. Warts and all, so to speak. You understand what I'm saying? God didn't come to become rich or to make anyone financially wealthy. God came to make us spiritually wealthy. Whether you are like the shepherds who were outcasts, who were uneducated, who were poor, or like the Magi from the Matthew story who were outsiders, well-educated and rich, and they knew nothing of Jewish Scripture, or if you're something in between the two, God comes to you in the dirt and the muck of your life. Do you hear me this morning? I don't want you to miss that. God comes to you in the dirt and the muck of your life. I do not want you to miss that. Oh, you know, if I walked into that church, the roof would fall on my head. Well, you know, a mistake that a lot of people make is they think this is the only place that God is. But see, God comes to you, not the church, this building, but God comes to the church in the dirt and the muck of your life. Well, since God coming to us as the baby Jesus in that manger or that feeding trough so many years ago is why we celebrate, and through the years, family and friends have been equated with that as far as coming together and celebrating together. Just like Jamie in her children's time, I wanted us to share some of our family traditions. And she took the story I was going to share, so that will speed up the sermon a little bit. No, but seriously, I'd like you to break up into 3 to 5 people in a group and share your traditions. Now, I want us to be very aware of those that are around us and all the different traditions that we might have with our children and things that we need to be aware of. So make sure when you're sharing, you think about these things. But break up into 3 to 5 groups of 3 or 5 and share your traditions. And if one or two of you in the group want to share your traditions with everyone when we're done, make sure you know that you're welcome to do that in the end. Has everyone been able to share that wants to share? Is there anyone who would like to, being mindful of you all understand what I'm saying, right? Being mindful of your story and individuals in the room, let's share. If anyone is interested in sharing their story, hold it about right here, okay?
Every Christmas since our kids were little, we've always baked a birthday cake for Jesus.
Oh.
We have a star-shaped pan, and we always use white cake mix and white frosting. And we sing happy birthday after we have our Christmas Eve dinner, and then we share that cake and celebrate Jesus' birthday.
That's awesome.
This year, we have not had any money. We got a Christmas basket from the Salvation Army, and there was a white cake mix and white frosting in the bag.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. That is really awesome.